Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the DDP. We are down to just a few days left in the short month of February, shortest month of the year, and we are proceeding nicely, I think, through 1 John. We are now in the fourth chapter, so without any delay, let's just jump into the text and see what we can get done today. I'm in the section on near the beginning of the chapter where we've talked about in verses 2 and 3, the spirit of Antichrist, which you've heard is coming. It's already in the world. Verse 4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Now, this is another very famous scripture. It most often sounds like greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. That's the old King James version of it. A lot of good songs have been written around this verse. A lot of people quote this verse as an affirmation of who they are in Christ and who Christ is in them, and it is beautiful. But on our way to that beauty, there's a literary usage here that I don't think we should miss. So we should slow down and see it, and we should connect it to the previous verse. Remember this from verse 2. Every spirit that confesses Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Notice that prepositional phrase, of God. Then verse 3, every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. Then verse 4, you are of God. Verse 5, they are of the world. Verse 6, we are of God. He who is not of God does not hear. So you can definitely catch the theme, what John's doing. That everybody, he's putting people into categories. You're either of God or you're not of God. You're either of God or you're of the world. These spirits, specifically, are either spirits of God or spirits of the world. The spirit that confesses Jesus Christ is of God. The spirit that doesn't confess Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. What are you? For you are of God. So the Holy Spirit lives inside of you to maintain a proper confession of who Jesus is. The role of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer is to maintain a consistent confession about the believer's right standing due to the fact that Jesus Christ has finished the work. And so what you are is of God, just as the Holy Spirit is of God, and the Holy Spirit is of God because he confesses that Jesus is the Christ, which ties us all the way back to John's gospel, where John said, when he comes, he shall glorify me. We get a little bit stuck in Christianity on when he comes, he'll lead us into all truth. Great passage. But what will he do in leading us into all truth? He will glorify Jesus. The chief most role, I believe, of the Holy Spirit is the glorification of Jesus. Because as he glorifies who Jesus is, he leads us into the truth that is Jesus. He leads us into the truth about who we are in Jesus. So when John says in 1 John 4 and 4, you are of God, little children, he's connecting you to two verses earlier, before the Antichrist passage, where he says, everyone that confesses Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. He's putting you on the same level of standing as the Holy Spirit. So as the Holy Spirit comes from God, as Jesus come from God, so you come from God. And then tomorrow we're going to deal with why this verse is so popular and why it ought to be so popular, because it is such a powerfully, theologically sound scripture about who Christ is in you and who you are in Christ. We'll dig deeper into that subject tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.